Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. Thank you for listening to this episode because it's such an important area, and that's how to deal with your spouse's negativity. I had an email from a lady who said, "Nicola, my husband is chronically complaining and forever in a bad mood. He manages to find something wrong with everything and is constantly feeling hard done by and down. I don't know how to help him or live with him at times. I don't want him to ruin the holidays for me and the children again. What can I do?" It's extremely challenging to live with a negative person. They may have depression or they may be habitually negative and cannot see how miserable they are making themselves and the toxic effect that they're having on others. They may even mock you for being positive or naive when you see the good in things and good in others. And I'm always seeing the good. I always trust everyone until I'm proven wrong. And that's my nature and that's how I like to be. So if you've already tried talking to them about the negativity and asked if you can support them and been met with more negativity, this episode is for you. Because I'm going to be sharing my 5 secrets to feeling good and keeping yourself and energy and everything high. So in order for you to protect yourself, you first need to understand that your energy and feeling good is everything. And I mean everything. So you need to, and this is for you, so when you feel good and positive, you not only attract more good things, but stressful events are much easier to deal with. If you feel alive and healthy, keeping a positive vibration is the single most important thing you can do for yourself and for your relationship and any children. For them, feeling good also puts you in a much better position to help your spouse. In 2003, I was a volunteer for the Samaritans, which is an emotional helpline. And basically, people call when they're feeling emotional distressed, when they're feeling suicidal, when they're having any kind of crisis. And I quickly realized that if I was going to be successful in helping people, I couldn't take on any negative energy. I covered up, I uncovered and discovered many secrets to keeping my energy clean and clear. And then I was able to assist thousands of people. And without being adversely affected myself. In fact, I felt energized and fulfilled after. The most powerful 5 secrets I'm going to be sharing with you today, they really help me, and I really hope they help you from absorbing negativity. And let me just say, if you're listening to this and it's you that feels negative, my heart goes out to you. I will cover more on how to help yourself later. I do really focus on this in my relationship counselling because people need to feel better. So I support people to feel better and to find, often when someone doesn't feel very good, they feel like a failure in their life or they have no purpose in their life. They have nothing that they're passionate about. And sometimes, if people have dedicated their life to the marriage and to the children, they can actually go through a process where they lose themselves as a consequence of being lost in life. And a consequence of that is the negativity. And I know because I have been through times in my life where I've gone through really, really difficult patches, quite early on in my life. So that's why I do what I do. And so do reach out for some support. You're welcome to contact me, or you're welcome to, find some support groups in your local area and really find someone or get a coach that's going to help you focus on you, focus on your future, and always give yourself something to look forward to. Because this can really turn around a marriage as well, if you're happy and fulfilled. Because the worst thing we can do in a relationship is wait for or think that the other person needs to make you happy. It's not their job to make you happy. It's our job to make ourselves happy, and then the relationship complements that. So, I hope that makes sense. So let's go into the 5 secrets to protecting yourself from your spouse's negativity. Number 1 is don't use negative emotions to connect. Often in order to connect with our loved ones, we match their emotions. For example, if your partner is annoyed at something, you mirror it to get on to the same wavelength. The problem with this is we compromise our own energy every time we use negative emotions as a tool to connect. We also become less effective in helping them if we're both operating at an emotionally low level. If I was sad, depressed, stressed, and frustrated, it's much more difficult to listen to others and find solutions. It is possible, however, to offer compassion and understanding without compromising your own energy. So don't use these negative emotions to connect. Connect on a love for them basis, on a care for them basis, rather than actually get into the negativity that they're in. Secret two is accept that it's not your responsibility. If you take their mood and negative energy as your responsibility, then it starts to belong to you, and your body and your mind and your spirit responds as if you're really responsible and must fix it. And that puts a tremendous amount of pressure on you. Often when we carry this weight on our shoulders and take on that stress and worry, we can then feel overwhelmed, run down. And sometimes we get sick. Our performance at work is affected, or our performance in looking after the children is affected because we're carrying that baggage with us. So no matter how much you love and care about someone, you are not responsible for their happiness. You are responsible for you and your experience of them, but not for them. Does this make sense? So don't think by taking on your partner's stuff as your own, you're actually helping them either. The best thing you can do to your spouse is to keep your spirits high and invite them up to meet you. Many I work with in marriage counselling find that when they release responsibility, they can show up in a more responsive way and be more of service to their partner. From a place of positivity, we brainstorm actions that they can take to support their partner into feeling good. So we look at, right, okay, how can we make them feel good? What can we do? And then I work with the individual that is feeling down. How can you feel good? What can we do? What can you have to look forward to as a couple? What can you have to look forward to in your life? What's missing in your life? Do you need more of this? Do you need more of that? And we just take steps and actions to go there. So let me ask you a question. If you're dealing with a negative partner or spouse at the moment, how much of what you're carrying doesn't belong to you? Really think about that question. How much of what you're carrying doesn't belong to you? Now, I had my poor mum on the phone, really stressed out last night on Skype, actually. And she was really worried about my sister, who's going through a really difficult divorce and lots of court battles and over child custody. My mum had literally just taken it on herself and made herself ill over the last 3 days while it's all been going on. And so just be really aware. Does it belong to you? You can do the best you can, but carrying it is just going to harm you. So now for secret number 3. Let go of judging or thinking that you know better. When we think that we know better and try to change our partner, not only does it often backfire, it also allows their energy to infiltrate ours. I see this all the time in marriage counselling. If you don't want your spouse to affect your energy, then it's important to allow them to make their own choices and hold their own opinions. Similarly, the act of judging, even if done silently to yourself, can bring in more negativity, as by focusing on their negativism and what you perceive they are doing wrong puts you on the same low emotional vibe. So give up trying to convince someone that you know what is best for them and making judgments. Your positive energy, as I mentioned at the beginning, is the most powerful tool that you have to live a happy and fulfilled life. So you've got to protect it. Number 4, don't give your power away. Stop reacting. So in some cases, and this isn't true for every situation, that our partner, and this is true for some people, may be doing what they're doing to create a reaction from you. They may be wanting to invoke a negative emotional response from you in order to get their energy themselves. Or they may want attention. They may want you to be in a bad mood because they're in a bad mood. And so if you are allowing their bad mood to dictate your bad mood, you know, your day and your mood, then that's going to not be good for them and it's not going to be good for you, because the moment you react, you give your power away. So one thing to ask yourself is, you know, are they always creating a drama? Are they doing it to gain something? And if they are, this gain can lead the cycle to repeat itself. So it won't help you long term, and it certainly won't help them long term to get out of this. Remember, no one has power over you. They only have the power that you give to them, which is controlled by your thoughts, beliefs, and actions. Helping individuals to own their own power and save their marriage is an area I really love to support people in, and it's crucial for a balanced relationship. One lady I work with found that the more she reacted, the more her husband's complaints increased, and he argued that she was just as angry and as aggressive as him. So she tried not reacting, and I love this, it really works well. And she just agreed with him, "You're probably right," and carried on about her day. After a short amount of time, he changed his tune dramatically, and he stopped overreacting. He stopped reacting in those ways. So it was really a really powerful step. So for this is, you've got to think, okay, before reacting, think to yourself, is it worth it? Who will it help if I react? And who is this really going to be benefiting? Because it doesn't mean that you cannot speak the truth and set boundaries in a way that supports the relationship. Number 5, and that's the last secret I'm going to share with you today, is do not accept blame. When negativity is directed at you, do your best to shake it off as quickly as possible. Don't retaliate. Don't brood in it, and don't get caught in your own pity party because you're married to them. People blame us all the time for things that are out of our control. Just because they blame you doesn't mean you have to take it on. If you're responsible, be responsible and rectify the situation. But don't allow yourself to be their scapegoat. You don't need to even react to the blame. Just let it pass if they're trying to do that. So I hope this was useful for you today and you've got some key steps to sort of change and to think about. If you have any comments and you would like to leave them on my website, then it's www.savemymarriageprogram.com. And I also have on my website a free quiz, Can My Marriage Be Saved?, which has a list of all the problems that the most common problems that couples have, and you know, negativity is just one of them, and I give solutions in the quiz on how to solve these different kind of problems. But if you're really stuck, either yourself feeling negative, or you really have tried everything you can and you can't get your spouse to become positive, you can't get them to shift, and you're concerned, then take advantage of my free Save Your Marriage consultation. To book a slot with me, you can just go to www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult, C-O-N-S-L-U-T, and you'll be able to just book straight away a free consultation with me, and we'll go over some steps to get you out of whatever you're facing at the moment. Thanks for listening. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.